Both my parents have always been in agriculture, and it was one of those things that was always, I guess, an impossible idea. And my father's very determined, so tell him he can't and watch him try. So there was a fair bit of work that went in, I guess, the 10 years prior to that actually happening, a lot of ideas being thrown around before the actual day finally arrived. But they've done a lot of hard work and had a great team around them during those early days. So I'm very fortunate that I've grown up where I have.
And if someone asks you how the season is going, it's not like a usual crop because truffles are underground and you can't really see them.
Yeah, I often have a lot of farmers have a bit of fun with me. They're always talking about their wheat crop or their poppy crop and how it's looking really great or the lambs are looking nice and fat. And for me, unfortunately, until I get out there, I've got absolutely no idea. I can't see my crop, so I've got no idea what's happening underground until the season starts and we get out there and start covering the ground. So at the moment, I can't give you any indicator for what the winter season's looking like, but hopefully in the next 2 weeks, I'll definitely be able to start pulling some truffles out and see how we go.
And what kind of conditions do truffles need?
Truffles are quite particular in terms of the type of soil that they like. They need access to water, sunlight, the right pH. There's a lot of factors there where truffles are quite meticulous in the conditions in which they'll grow, so quite fussy. So the winter truffles, they are, I guess, grow over our winter months here, but they sort of need that moisture over the summer. It's really, really important to help them grow. So we haven't had a huge amount of autumn rain, but we've been fortunate that we have been able to keep that irrigation going for them. So hopefully we'll be in for a good season.
If you are in for a good season, where do all your truffles go?
Our truffles, we keep all our truffles within the domestic market, which is really exciting. We previously had to export internationally to move our product, and now the domestic demand has grown significantly. So we can keep everything here within Australia. COVID, obviously, a lot of major restaurants, Sydney and Melbourne, shut down. But we are very fortunate that we have a factory here. So anything that we don't sell fresh, we can put into our product range. So that takes the pressure off us a little bit. But we do have an increasing demand with a lot of local restaurants and things in Hobart, Cradle Mountain, down at Freycinet as well. So that's really exciting to be able to keep it even more so in the state.
Why has there been such an uptake in demand for truffle?
I think people are becoming more familiar with the fungi now. I think Australian foodie culture has really evolved, particularly over the last 10 or 15 years, and people are getting a bit more inquisitive about other ingredients and exposing themselves to other foodie cultures and wanting to experiment and try things. And even through the pandemic, we noticed a lot of the home cooks were getting a little bit experimentative and wanting to sort of try different ingredients. So I think it's, a credit to a lot of other producers as well for branching out and making people sort of broaden their horizons with what they eat.
Now, there are lots of different truffles. You're growing black truffle here. How would you describe its flavor and its characteristics?
I always get asked to describe the flavour of a truffle, and it's a really hard thing to put into words. The aroma is probably something that I've figured out how to describe a little bit better in terms of, I guess, what that smells like, that initial pungency. Very similar to like a beetroot earthiness or when you first open a punnet of fresh raspberries. But palate-wise, truffles change depending on what food they're put in, but it's just an earthy, yummy sweetness, and they're probably my top three words I can give you, yeah.
What are some of your favorite recipes?
After a lifetime of eating truffle and being very fortunate to experiment with truffle a lot, my top three recipes have never really wavered, and I don't think they ever will. Very, very simple. I like to, when I eat truffle, to properly taste truffle and to really have that experience. So truffled scrambled eggs, very, very simple. Just scrambled eggs, cream, butter, truffle, fresh pasta, butter and truffle. And then I also really love a truffle mashed potato, particularly over the winter months. So they're my top three, and I don't think they've ever changed or probably ever will.
And to actually get the truffles out of the ground, you've got a little helper.
I have three little helpers, actually. So I have my three dogs. I've got a Labrador and two Labradoodles, one who's in training. She's just turned one. So it's pretty busy, but we can't see the truffles or find them without those guys. So they'll let me know when they smell something mature or ready, that sweetness. They'll give me a scratch and then I can get down there, further investigate. So it's a pretty good gig when you get to go to work every day with your three best mates. It's nothing to complain about.
And to take them out, you have to be quite delicate to not damage the truffle.
Yeah, there's a fair bit that goes into actually unearthing the fungi. Sometimes they will roll out of the ground quite easily. The dogs can even do that incidentally. But in terms of navigating the soil with your hands, and you don't want to sort of wedge a trowel down in the ground because you could slice a companion truffle right next door clean in half. So learning, you sort of start to read the soil a little bit the more you do it and know what's going to be where. But yeah, some truffles can take me up to 20 minutes to dig out. So I sit down and get comfy and start digging away.
What are some of the major challenges growing truffles?
Challenge number one, not being able to see your crop. Obviously not being able to see if they need anything or if they're lacking in something is challenging. So you're sort of reading a lot of things from above the ground. That's one. And the second thing is probably just the labour that's involved in every step of the process. We don't have any machinery that can do any of the work for us. Everything's very hands-on, very laborious, and I guess highly trained as well. As much as I'd love to get people that are like, oh, we're fruit picking, we'd love to come in and truffle pick, and it's not that easy. You need to have a dog. It's obviously highly skilled. We don't want people pulling truffles out of the ground that are premature. So very, I guess, challenging in that respect, that very hands-on and need to have that knowledge basis there to do it.
Do you do it all on your own or do you have someone helping you?
I do have helpers. We have other harvesters here at the farm that help cover the ground. I do a fair old chunk of it though. And then obviously my parents are still floating about. We're trying to retire Dad, but trying to retire a farm is pretty hard work. So we give him jobs and keep him busy. But I certainly have a lot of help and a great team around me. So I'm very fortunate.
Now, are there troubles with pests and disease or other animals, you know, coming in and actually sniffing that there is truffle underground?
So truffles release this really yummy aroma that appeals to basically all of Tasmanian wildlife. So we have a real battle keeping wallabies, bunny rabbits, wombats, everybody, possums out of the plantation. We have double wallaby proof fencing around the plantation that we're having to fill holes in pretty consistently. And early in the season when that aroma starts to release pretty profoundly, we really keep on top of that very, very thoroughly most days of the week, trying to keep everybody out. I think our wildlife here know me quite well and they will never take a whole truffle. They'll just take half just to annoy me a little bit so I know that they've been there. I'd rather than just take the lot and then I'm none the wiser. But no, they always take a nibble and leave the rest for me to find and be a little upset with. But it is what it is. In one way, at least we know our truffles are smelling nice and they're appealing. So that's a good thing, I guess. But I would rather them leave them alone.